This is the Lovelies Podcast. I'm Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. So my guest in the studio today by way of the telephone is a good friend of Charisma Media, Nan Self. She's just written a book. It just came out in March of this year. The title of the book is Forgiveness, Making Space for Grace. And who doesn't need forgiveness and who doesn't need to make space for grace? So, Nan, we're really excited to have you on the podcast. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me.
Well, I'm excited to hear about what you've written and how you feel it can help all of us to understand the importance of forgiveness. And, you know, it's one of those topics where we think we've got it mastered until we don't.
Exactly.
You know? So tell me how you came to write this book. Where did it come from? How did you well up enough energy to write it?
Well, actually, the journey started many, many years ago. I was a brand new Christian, and I received a magazine in the mail. It was called A New Wine Magazine. And the headline of the magazine was The Barrier of Unforgiveness. And there was this very sad-looking man on the cover, and it looked like he had some kind of see-through barrier on top of him. And I looked at that title, and I said to myself, gosh, what is the barrier of unforgiveness? I want to learn about that. I'm new to the faith. I need to delve into this. And the whole magazine was full of different teachings on forgiveness. And so that started my journey, the journey onto forgiveness and finding out that God, in his great love for us, when someone offends us by unkind words, judgment, criticism, whatever it is, he immediately gives us the grace to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get that grace from him, and then we release that offense to him. Then there's no unforgiveness.
That's good. Have you ever struggled in your life, maybe before you wrote the book, hopefully not after, have you ever struggled with forgiving someone?
Oh, absolutely, Steve. You know, I liken the journey of forgiveness a little bit to peeling layers of an onion. You know, you get one peeled, and oh my goodness, it just feels so good. You've got joy, you've got freedom. And then you go through some more life events, and then all of a sudden God reminds you, yes, you have forgiven that, but here is another area that you need to give to me. And so I have to say that forgiveness is a never-ending journey.
Amen. That's a good word. So you've written an entire chapter about this bitter root judgment. What's that all about? What is the bitter root judgment?
Yes, that is a very interesting concept, because a bitter root judgment is a judgment against a mother, father, or caregiver. Usually it's subconscious, and more often than not, it's made in your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the law of sowing and reaping and the law of judgment, anyone who judges their parents condemns themselves to do the very thing they judged in the parents. And then the law of expectation takes over and causes them to expect whatever they judged in one or both parents will be done to them by the people in their lives who are important to them.
Mm-hmm.
So when I learned about this concept, I realized that to judge is to hold them accountable for being human.
Yes.
That's what we're doing, instead of letting them be human and make mistakes. So I learned through some different teachings about bitter root judgment. I had learned a good amount, and so I decided I was going to make a list of the judgments I had made against my mom and dad. And in the beginning, it took me at least 3 weeks to write one word, because I was very hesitant to make a list because I felt that I might be rejudging them.
Mm-hmm.
But then God showed me that, no, I was ready to take responsibility. So it took me 3 weeks to make the first list of judgments that I had against my parents. And then I went to the Lord, and I asked him to forgive me for each one. And I named them, and I asked him to nail the power of that judgment to the cross. And I confessed and repented. And I love that word repentance, and I also love the word renounce. It means that you fall out of agreement with it. So I fell out of agreement with my sin.
Good.
I took it to the cross. I asked God to take care of it, to forgive me, to take it out of my heart, to give me a new heart. And then I received his grace for this forgiveness and this release by faith.
That's really good. So I know that we have a lot of listeners who are going to struggle with this topic that we've just discussed. because many of us have suffered at the hand of a parent in a physical way, maybe an abusive way, maybe something even worse than that. So how do you help people to get through something that severe, that deep kind of hurt and damage when it's just part of their psyche, their makeup, the abuse that they received?
That is a wonderful question, Steve. And in order to answer that question, I'd like to tell you a story. It's a brief story, but I was attending a church here in Dallas one time, and the pastor introduced this lovely lady. She got up, and the topic that day was forgiveness. And she said, "I am here to share with you that my daughter was raped and murdered by a man." Then the man who tried to assist her in the apartment complex was beaten up by the man. Then he raped and murdered her roommate. And she said, "You know, I went through all of the trial. I went through everything. I was bitter. I was resentful." And she said, "One day I was crying out to God. I was driving along in my car, crying out to God. And I said, how can I ever forgive what he did?" And she says that audibly in the car, the Lord spoke to her. And he said, "You do not have to forgive what he did, but you do have to forgive him." And she said, with that, God had given her the key to forgive this man. She separated the offense from the offender.
That's good.
And she was able to forgive the offender. She did not let it stay there, though, because he was eventually taken to a prison. And at that prison, they had a new program where someone could meet with the offender. And she chose to do that. So she went down to the prison, and they arranged for her to meet face-to-face with the man who had murdered her daughter. And she looked him straight in the eyes. She said, "I forgive you." He said nothing. But she said, when she said, "I forgive you," she was flooded with peace and joy. And 2 weeks later, he was put to death. But her forgiveness then encouraged the other family who lost a daughter to forgive him and encouraged the man who was beaten up to forgive him.
That's big.
It is.
So, you know, you spoke of this man in prison. Isn't that what forgiveness is itself, as a form of imprisonment?
Yes.
Or lack of forgiveness?
Yes. There is a prison of unforgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And we get into that prison when we harbor offenses in our heart and refuse to release them to God.
Well, sometimes it's not even a choice to, I refuse to forgive. It is a deep heart issue where it's not cold heart, it is hurt, and it's hard to let go.
It is. It's hurt and it's pain. It's absolute pain. And the thing about these kinds of wounds, Steve, the only medicine that can hold these wounds together so you can heal is forgiveness. Forgiveness is the healer. And, you know, if you think about many, many decades ago, no one had even thought of the concept of a Band-Aid. But they used to mix plaster with water. And then they would put that little plastered water that was still kind of soft on top of the wound. And that plaster held the wound together while it healed. And there's a wonderful scripture in Jeremiah 30:12-13. It says, "For thus says the Lord, your hurt is incurable and your wound is grievous. There is none to plead your cause. For the pressing together of your wound, you have no healing device, no binding plaster." But God tells us that that's not true, because the cross brought us the healing for unforgiveness.
That's really good. You know, considering the fact that we've got just a few minutes left, I want to get real practical here for a minute. I know, I really feel in my spirit, there are people listening right now that say, "I want to forgive. You don't understand how much I want to." But the replay comes back into my mind. Just at the time I thought I was over it, it comes back to me. So you've got a really good section in your book about the steps of forgiveness and starting to restore a relationship, if possible, through that act of forgiveness. We don't have time to hit them all, and plus we want them to buy your book. We hope that people do. In fact, I want to remind everyone that you can find this book on Amazon. Certainly it's going to be in Barnes & Noble, but you can also find it, and that's the most exciting way to purchase it, I think, is just go watch our author's website. It's easy to find. It's our author's personal website. It's called forgivenessbygrace.com. Here it is again, forgivenessbygrace.com. Our guest is Nan Self as we continue this interview. Nan, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about these steps, maybe a couple of the starter steps to get people moving in the right direction.
First, before we start, Steve, I want to remind everyone, and God has reminded me innumerable times, that if you choose not to forgive, then you are going to drag your past with you. You stay stuck in the past, which then that blocks the ability to live in the present, and it also blocks the wonderful future that God has prepared for you so that you can look forward to it. So releasing unforgiveness is what Jesus died for on the cross, and he wants us to begin by confessing our sins of unforgiveness and then praying for them and repenting. Repenting meaning to fall out of agreement with them, then asking God to nail our sins of unforgiveness and other sins to the cross and put them to death. That's Colossians 2, 13 and 14. And allow ourselves to grieve any feelings of pain or loss and release those feelings to God. Then ask God to remove any unforgiveness or other sins from your heart and replace it with the opposite of that sin. If you've got unforgiveness, then you need a heart of forgiveness. If you don't accept, then you need a heart of acceptance. Ask God to give you a new heart by faith. And then, this is a very important step, ask God to meet the needs that were not met in you as a child, such as, and these are needs for children and adults, unconditional love, acceptance, worth and value, security, recognition, nurture, and emotional nourishment and comfort. Many of us did not have these needs met. God is our need meter. He wants us to ask us for everything that we need, and then ask God to show you how unforgiveness and other sins have hurt your relationships with others, and pray and ask God to heal those relationships and thank him for the answers to your prayers.
That's really good. And what I feel is that this list can help many of us try to help others with their unforgiveness, particularly pastors, lay leaders, Sunday school teachers. I guess Sunday school is still going on somewhere. But in all these places where we meet one another, we meet at people at the place of their need, and they need to forgive. So sometimes we don't know what to say or how to help someone to forgive. And I think your list is excellent. It's very instructional and I think very helpful. Have you had an experience with others who have gone through the list to help people?
Yes, I have had the report of some amazing releases in the spirit of baggage that had been drug around for many, many years, even maybe coming through the generations. And the freedom that they were able to tell me about brought such joy, and how much joy that brings to God. I mean, he is joy, and this is so exciting to be able to do this. Now, there is one other quick thing that I would like to encourage your listeners to do. Become an ambassador of forgiveness. The way you can do that is purpose in your heart to forgive five people, and then maybe five people will forgive five people, and you can be on the cutting edge of forgiveness revolution. To become an ambassador, there's only two requirements. Study everything you can about forgiveness and forgive daily, remembering that when you forgive, you are letting go of the past.
I hope I don't have five things to forgive.
I hope not, too.
I'm old, but I think I've forgiven. It comes to mind sometimes, someone that you haven't forgiven. I just don't know of an offense that would rise to the level that I haven't forgiven. I can't recall one. Maybe I've just led a charmed life and people have been good to me. But I've pastored for 10 years, so I'm sure there's some people in my church I need to forgive. I think they've had me for lunch several Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I'm feeling in my spirit, first of all, I love your book. I love the way you speak about it. Would you do me a favor? I know that we've got people listening that are struggling on this topic. It is a tough topic for many of us. So would you take a moment and pray, because out of your heart that wrote this book is the Spirit of God who nudged you to do it and gave you special insight. So for the people who are listening to this podcast, and I believe that God draws in to a topic area that they really need, for those who are listening, I think there's some that would say, pray for me, I'm struggling with unforgiveness. Would you do that for us?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Lord, every person that is listening to this podcast, I lift them up to you. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for all that you've done within them.
Yes.
And Lord, many of us struggle with unforgiveness, and we have been dragging the past around with us for such a long time. It's a heavy burden, Lord. And so we come to the foot of your cross, and we ask you in the days to come to remind us of all of the things that we need to leave with you at the foot of the cross and all of the unforgiveness that we have been dragging around. And Father, we thank you so much for your Son Jesus, who paid for all of our unforgiveness on the cross.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for that release in our spirit and the joy and the peace and the amazing love that comes into our heart when we release these offenses
yes.
to you. And so, Father, we lift them up to you in the spirit. We thank you for taking the burdens off of our hearts and our spirits. And we receive your love because you have made space for that grace of forgiveness in our hearts. And we thank you for the love that comes in to fill it. And we pray these things by faith in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Nan Self is the author of a great book, Forgiveness, Making Space for Grace. Let me say it again. It's Forgiveness, Making Space for Grace. You can find her book, at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, but you can also find it at Nan's own website, ForgivenessByGrace.com. Nan, thank you for visiting with us.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me.
God bless you and your book, and I hope everyone who needs this will pick it up. They'll find it, and it will change their lives.
Thank you very much. I do, too.
You've been listening to Steve Green on the Charisma Podcast Network. This is the Love Leads Podcast. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to the Love Leads Podcast with Dr. Steve Green. For more on the Love Leads book, visit loveleadsbook.com or purchase your copy on amazon.com. Want more podcasts by Dr. Green? Visit cpnshows.com and follow Charisma Podcast Network on Facebook and at cpnshows on Twitter.